Hello, hello, hello. It's me, Miss J. I'm back with I Won't Pretend Stay Woke. Been away for a while and I'm so, so sorry. Many things have been going on in my life. Nothing major, nothing cruel, nothing bad, just life. So I'm so glad to be able to be with you guys again. And thank you so much for all of the emails, the text, the messages. So, so grateful that everyone that were listeners in the past are looking forward to my new episodes. I'm very happy to be back. And in saying so, again, it's me, Miss J. You missed that voice, didn't you? Anyway, I am not going to take too much of your time by letting you know everything that's been going on for the last year. Well, almost a year. No, it's actually less than a year. It just seems like a long time, but it isn't. I have moved to a wonderful, wonderful place. Very, very happy. I have a she cave. Isn't that embarrassing? No, it's not. It's actually a good feeling. Was there anything to be embarrassed about? It's a she cave. Men have men cave. I have a she cave. I'm able to work from home still and enjoying my granddaughter, Vera. Thank God. She's a year and change and boy, a little firecracker. Also, my wonderful, wonderful daughter and her wife Willow are having, well, Zuri and her wife Willow are having my grandson this spring, this upcoming spring, 2022. I will not say his name until he is actually born, but all I can tell you is what a wonderful name. Looking forward to it. My son, Marcellus, has moved to Athens, Georgia. Miss him already. Miss him a lot. And my other son, Caleb, will be going into the Marines as of next week. Yeah, that was a hard blow to my heart. But I have to be able to encourage and support their dreams just as much as they support mine. Everyone else is doing fine. I didn't mention really Zoe or Jojo because they're doing just fine. They're not there. One is home with her child and husband, and the other one is, you know, here with me, her mama. And everybody's doing well. As far as me, I'm doing fine. As far as the rest of the family, they're doing fine. Thank you for asking. I'm just giving you a heads up. Miss a lot of my friends who I have not spoken to in a long time, and I'm hoping that they're doing great. My reasoning for such a long hiatus? Where do I start? Life. That's what happens. You get caught up with life, you get caught up with work, you get caught up with getting yourself together, and then you tend to have to put some things in the back burner because it does take up a lot of time. I am still in the trenches of trying to create my YouTube channel, and that has been a little hard because that does take about a good 80% of your time. And I do really mean 80% of your time throughout the day to come up with good content, come up with relatable content. And that's something that I'm working really hard on doing, and I'm not going to speed it up too much, only because it's not worth speeding up. If you're going to do good content, you're going to have to do a good job with it and lots of research. And that's what I'm trying to do. Anyway, so quite frankly, my first podcast coming back has a lot to do with reinventing yourself. Yeah, reinventing yourself. Sounds a little cheesy, but it is. I've been hearing a lot of people talking about reinventing themselves, being someone different, trying to become someone else, either whether it's for the new year or whether it's for this year, the remainder of the year. And I just wanted to ask you, I wanted to ask everyone who's listening, what exactly do you mean by reinventing yourself? I'm often curious about that question. Well, I'm curious about your answer, really, not the question. What is it that you need to do to reinvent yourself? Sometimes I wonder that when I hear people say reinvent yourself, I am thinking, again, I'm not an expert in all of this, okay? But I'm thinking that it's because you realize that either you're just not happy with yourself, something major happened where you need to reinvent yourself. And why do you need to do that? Aren't you, you are who you are. What exactly are you reinventing? What part of you are you reinventing? Or do you really mean that you're trying to further yourself by learning something new? Are you reinventing your look? Are you reinventing your outside persona? Are you reinventing your inside persona? That's a tricky question. You know, do you want to be the best version of you? Is that what you're trying to do? I have tried on several occasions to use that word. I'm going to reinvent myself. Then I realized that, no, I'm not. I'm not going to really reinvent myself. It's not happening. I'm going to enhance what I already have. I'm going to work on what I have done and get better at it, like my podcast. There you go. Get better at it with each one that I launch. But do you really, really reinvent yourself? How deep do you need to dig to do this? And are you going to follow through with this reinvention? Or is it just something to make yourself feel better? Or are you saying this because you want somebody else to feel better? Or are you saying this because, I don't know. Stupid question at this point. Only you can answer that question. I just want you to look a little closer into yourself and dig up the reasons why. It could be weight loss. It can be mental. It can be relationship-wise. It can be, you know, money-wise. And again, how can you reinvent money unless you invest and win big? That's the only way. You know... Yeah, I'm already exhausted saying all this because, wow, it's a loaded subject. A lot of times when you find a new job, that's people consider that to be a reinvention or reinventing yourself. Not necessarily. A job does not make you reinvent yourself. They hired you as you were or as you are. So let's skip that word altogether when you're finding a job. How do you see yourself? I always like asking my listeners, how do you see yourself? Are you happy with what you see? And obviously, when you use the word reinvent, you're not, right? Yeah, duh. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to, you know, answer that question. Now, sometimes what I've noticed is that when people realize that things are not happening the way they should in their life, or things are not on schedule, or shit is not happening, pretty much, they become radical. It's like this radical behavior pops into your head and you automatically say, I am gonna reinvent myself. I hear that a lot. And quite frankly, it's radical. It's a radical behavior that you need to change. It's your radical behavior you need to change. Are you changing the fact that you're being impulsive? You don't want to be impulsive anymore? Is it anger management? Is it procrastination? You sleep too much? You don't keep a job? You don't follow through with tasks? You don't follow through with anything? Do you think that by changing your environment, that means that you're changing or you're reinventing yourself? Rude awakening. That doesn't really do that. That does not change or reinvent you. It just takes you away from the current elements and the people who already know you and they see what you're all about. And now you don't want people to really know you anymore. So you're going to try to start over. But guess what? Those bad behaviors, they follow you wherever you go. They're like a really fucked up shadow, quite frankly, that does not go away morning, noon, or night. I am not going to make this podcast long at all. Only reason why is because there's so many to come. I really just wanted to say hello to everyone, let you know that I'm back, and every week, once a week, preferably on a Friday, I will be launching the new podcast, and I will be most likely distributing it on a Monday. Why? Because Fridays, chances of anybody really, really listening to a podcast, it's really slim. And I say that based on experience. And I say that because I myself listen to a lot of my podcasts from other channels. I listen to them on usually on Monday or Tuesday. Why? Because that's the beginning of my week. Why? Because it's a fresh start. Mondays, always a fresh start. And I just want you to be able to go ahead, hit me up anytime, throw in some suggestions, throw in some ideas. One of my favorite listeners, and I have to say her name, Dimples, you know who you are, had given me so much insight on my past podcasts. One of the individuals that had so many suggestions, and I followed them all, and I did podcasts based on those suggestions. So Dimples, thank you so much. You have definitely paved the way for me when it comes down to my podcast, and I really do appreciate it. I want to also say hello to my sisters, my sister friends. I have not forgotten you. I hope you have not forgotten me, even though we're not necessarily together all the time and talking every day. But for the ones that I do, thank you so much. I really appreciate your friendship, and I hope that we continue this amazing friendship and let the women rock, pretty much. And to everyone else, I do hope that by my coming back, it allows you to look at things in a different perspective, or when you listen to my podcast, see things in a different perspective, view certain things a little differently, have an open mind. Not everything I'm going to say you're going to agree with, and guess what? That's okay. I'm okay with that. Quite frankly, I'm really okay with that. If you agree with everything I'd say, I'd question you. I really would. In saying so, just wanted to say again, looking forward to spending once a week, at least, with you listening to me and me offering my zany insight. We're going to make sure that we speak the truth and shame the devil as I normally do. So again, anyone that would love to send me some insight on the podcast, go right ahead. This is not the actual major episode. This is just a hello again. That's all it really is. So love, peace, and hair grease, my friends. I will talk to you soon. See you soon. Everything soon. Love, peace, and hair grease once again.